The other important insight my research revealed was that the buyer's decision to purchase is not made in response to the salesperson's message after he has completed it, but rather throughout the salesperson's message. Think about it like this. During the sale, potential customers are committing to or rejecting your ideas, statements of value, and recommendations. Then at the end of the sale, the results of this mental process are unveiled by whether they decide to purchase or not. In other words, though the buying decision may be revealed at the conclusion of the sale, it's being cultivated throughout the entire sale. This disproves the old model of selling that assumes the end of the sale, commonly referred to as the close, is when salespeople should guide potential customers in making the commitment to purchase. Instead, the evidence overwhelmingly confirms that when a positive buying decision is made, it is comprised of a series of small commitments I call the six whys. These strategic commitments are what guide buyers through a natural progression of consent and into the final decision to purchase.